Chapter 2. Picking Up the Pieces. In 1979, the headquarters for OTS was located in Foggy Bottom, on a small hill on the district side of the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, just north of the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts. The small collection of neoclassical limestone and brick buildings was unremarkable by most accounts. Once a part of the original Naval Observatory in the late 1800s, the buildings were eventually taken over during World War II by America's first intelligence agency, the Office of Strategic Services, OSS. Commanded by Major General William Wild Bill Donovan, the OSS had been staffed by some of the most colorful characters in the history of espionage, including con artists, second story men, experts in counterfeiting, magicians, even actors, and Ivy League bluebloods. World War II is full of the exploits of these daring operatives. The fledgling spy service sent operatives behind German and Japanese lines and created ingenious devices such as cigarette pistols, matchbox cameras, even exploding flour. It also paved the way for the CIA. In fact, much of the structure, operational methods, and procedures that the CIA would later come to use evolved directly from the OSS. OTS, meanwhile, sprang from the research and development branch of the OSS. Originally headed by a chemist, Stanley Lovell, the R&D branch would play an integral role in developing and pushing the capabilities of OSS operatives, while paving the way for future techs such as myself.